EP027, Claude versus GPT for code generation. Which one should you use in 2026? Welcome back to AI DevTools, the Crazy Router podcast. I'm your host, and today we're tackling one of the most common questions developers ask us, Claude or GPT for code generation. Let's get into it. The short answer, there is no single winner. Both Claude and GPT are excellent at code generation in 2026, but they have different strengths. The best strategy is to use both and route tasks to whichever model handles them better. Where Claude excels, Claude, especially Sonnet 4.6, has become the go-to model for many developers when it comes to code. Here's why. First, long context code understanding. If you paste in a large code base or a long file and ask Claude to refactor it, it tends to hold context better. It doesn't lose track of variable names or function signatures halfway through. Second, careful reasoning about edge cases. Claude is more likely to say, wait, this could break if the input is null before you even ask. That kind of defensive coding awareness saves debugging time. Third, Claude is very good at explaining its code. If you ask it to walk through what it wrote, the explanations are usually clear and well-structured. Where GPT excels, GPT, particularly GPT 5.2 and the reasoning models like O3, has its own strengths. First, breadth of language support. GPT handles more obscure languages and frameworks slightly better. If you're working in Rust, Zig, or some niche framework, GPT tends to have seen more training data for those. Second, speed. GPT 5 Nano and Mini are incredibly fast for simple code generation tasks. If you need a quick utility function or a regex pattern, these models return results almost instantly at very low cost. Third, the reasoning models. When you need complex algorithmic problem solving, O3 and O4 Mini are hard to beat. They think through the problem step by step before writing code. Real-world strategy. Here's what we see smart teams doing. They don't pick one model, they route by task. For code review and refactoring, they use Claude Sonnet 4.6. For quick utility generation, they use GPT 5 Nano. For complex algorithms, they use O3 or O4 Mini. For documentation generation, either model works well. The key is having a single integration point that lets you switch between models without rewriting your code. That's exactly what an API gateway like CrazyRouter gives you. Here's a simple example. You set up one OpenAI compatible client, and then you just change the model name depending on the task. Claude for refactoring, GPT for quick generation, O3 for hard problems. Same API, same key, same code structure. What about Claude 5 and GPT 6? Both are expected later this year. Claude Mythos Preview is already available on Amazon Bedrock and Google Vertex AI, which is a strong signal. GPT 6 hasn't shown public signals yet, but it's widely expected. The teams that will move fastest when these models launch are the ones who already have model-agnostic infrastructure. If switching models is just a config change for you, launch week becomes exciting instead of stressful. Bottom line, don't pick sides, use both. Route by task, keep your integration flexible, and when the next generation drops, you'll be ready to test it in minutes, not days. That's it for today. If you want to try routing between Claude and GPT with one API key, check out crazyrouter.com. See you next episode.